I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And yes, I did get a haircut, finally. The world has changed dramatically because I've gotten a haircut. Actually, it has quite changed dramatically. We're here in the living room once again, which we've done before and are now doing again. Just to mix things up, just to make it different. You know what I'm saying? I've also got a slightly different angle on the universe. But the big thing is the beard has been trimmed, the hair has been cut, and I'm almost presentable. Not quite, but almost, yes. Anyway, let's look at some of the items from the blog. The blog, of course, being drbill.tv, drbill.tv, otherwise known as the Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon blog. We are, by the way, proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. So, check out the other Tech Podcast. And you'll be amazed at what's out there. Just saying. All right. First item for the week is that Fedora 17 has been released. I'm glancing over at my notebook. You'll catch me doing that because I have to read it. Anyway, I have it here in front of me. That's the edge of it right there. So that's why I keep glancing. Anyway, never mind. You don't care. FedoraProject.org. Yes, as it says on the screen. FedoraProject.org has released the Fedora 17 version. It has GNOME 3.4, KDE 4.8, OpenStack, Eucalyptus, and OpenNebula. OpenNebula. I didn't know there was an OpenNebula, but there is. ICC profiles for color printing and an improved GIMP. That's because GIMP 2.8 is out. Still more virtualization improvements. Fedora 17 may be installed on most modern x86 processors. There are some secondary architectures supported by special interest groups for processors like the PowerPC System 390 and ARM. Your System 390, mainframe can be running Fedora. That's actually quite cool. Anyway, the default notice is now 64-bit. However, if you go to the optional downloads, you can get the 32-bit. So, yes, you can do that. All right, another thing I posted this week is that the Chromebook video, it's actually not really super recent, this particular video, but I thought it kind of gave you a good perspective on Chromebook and things Chrome OS-ish. So, it gives you a good feel of chrominess. I know I make up words. There's also a Chromebook update. By the way, go look at that video. I think it'll help you to see that video. By the way, this is not technically a pink shirt. It may look pink to you. It's salmon. Yes. That way I don't have to say I'm wearing a pink shirt. I can say I'm wearing a salmon shirt. Not sure that's better. Well, anyway, the Chromebook update, I don't know how I got distracted. I guess I looked up and saw the pink shirt in the camera here and went, what? Anyway, Chromebook update. This is a haiku for you. Last year, we announced a new kind of computer. This is the next step. Don't you love haiku? It's all form and no rhymification. Yes. Anyway, a year ago, this is their actual full-blown English sentence. A year ago, we introduced a new model of computing with the launch of Chromebooks. This is from the Chrome blog, by the way. We've heard from many of you who enjoyed the speed, simplicity, and security of your Chromebooks at home, at school, or at work. Thanks for all the wonderful feedback and stories. Yes. Today, we wanted to share some developments with you, new hardware, a major software update, and many more robust apps. as we continue on our journey to make computers much better. No self-congratulation there. Yeah, okay, Fred, never mind. Anyway, Flame spyware, by the way. Actually, you know what? Before we get into Flame spyware, let me give you a quick introduction to an awesome sponsor, and that is, of course, Citrix Systems. Citrix Systems has an amazing tool available to you called GoToMyPC. They also have one called GoToMeeting. And GoToMeeting is what I'm supposed to be talking about. GoToMyPC is good too, as is all their other GoTo various products. They have GoToAssist. All of them are good. Citrix is a cool technology. But anyway, GoToMeeting with HD Faces is what we're talking about here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. And GoToMeeting with HD Faces is an awesome tool. And here's the thing. You know, I've had to go to meetings a lot. I go to meetings at work, and a lot of them are a little boring, you know. But think about this. Getting in a car, having to drive all the way across the country just to go to a meeting, and the meeting's boring, and it was a waste of time. Well, you wasted all your time getting there, and now you've wasted your time in the meeting. Now, some meetings aren't useless. They're actually useful. Get everybody on the same page. Get everybody collaborating, doing what they're supposed to do. That's a good meeting. But either way, if you cut out all of the junk on either end, the getting there and the getting set up and all that kind of stuff, and just sit down. I mean, you could literally, I wouldn't advocate this, but you could sit down in your pajamas. You know what I'm saying? As long as you had on a regular shirt, they'd never know that you had on pajama pants if you didn't stand up. Just saying. But anyway, you could sit there in front of your computer and do a meeting and collaborate and accomplish things and not have to actually physically travel to the meeting. That's cool. Saves a ton of money. And the cool thing about this offer with GoToMeeting with HD Faces is it's the 16:9 aspect ratio that we all love. And you can get it 30 days free by taking part in this special offer right here on the Tech Podcast Network. All you have to do is use the special code word podcast. Use that code word when you go to gotomeeting.com, then you can get it 30 days free. And I'd encourage you to do that and do it now. Okay, now let's go to Flame spyware, which is where I was headed. Flame is the name of a giant spyware release that has been released, they say, by an actual state. In other words, it's state-sponsored cyber attacking. Yes. And it turns out that the Stuxnet virus, this was in the news last week as well, the Stuxnet virus is actually something that was jointly developed by the United States and Israel. And it got out into the wild. Dude! It was designed to take out the computers running the Iranian nuclear plants. And that's what it was designed to do. But it got out. And it's attacking computers all across the interwebs. And now this Flame spyware is doing the same thing. And this is a big deal. It's a sizable program. It does all kinds of terrible things to your computer. It's just not good. So anyway, we're going to keep our eyes on this one because there's much yet to come, I'm sure. All right. By the way, I don't have a Geek Software of the Week this week because it's been a really busy week and I haven't had a chance to find something awesome. I like to do Geek Software of the Week that make you go, dude, that's just too awesome to not get. You know, if you do a really lame one, what's the use of that? So rather than do a lame one, I decided I'd just wait and do next week. Do find a good one for next week. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned, as they say. Anyway, last item here, IE10 Internet Explorer 10 is set to do not track by default. Now, you know, the whole do not track thing, we've talked about that a little bit in security, the security hour of Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. You know, I have two security certifications. One is the CIW Certified Security Analyst. The other one is the EC Council Certified Security Analyst. In both cases, I analyze security. Yes. Actually, you know what? I don't want to sell those things short. You know, sometimes you say stuff like that and everybody goes, "What'd he say?" I know Fred does occasionally. He's like, I'm not even following what you're saying. Yeah, I know Fred. Anyway, EC Council Certified Security Analyst is an advanced ethical hacking training certification that complements the Certified Ethical Hacker, which is the CEH certification, by exploring the analytical phase of ethical hacking. While the Certified Ethical Hacker certification exposes one to hacking tools and technologies, the Certified Security Analyst discipline takes it a step further by exploring how to analyze the outcome of these tools and technologies. So that's what an ECSA is. The CIW says of itself that a certified security analyst configures, manages, and deploys e-business solution servers and implements e-business and network security solutions. The CIW certification recognizes the achievements of those who have already attained a level of proficiency in networking administration and now want to validate and improve their competencies in computer systems security. Ta-ta! Ha-ha! So anyway, those are the two security certifications that I have. Just wanted to share that with you, which is why I talk about security stuff so often. That was all to say that. That's a lot of lead-in just to say that one thing. Anyway, point is, IE10 is set to do not track by default. What does that mean? Well, the whole do not tracking thing is people are concerned about their privacy online. They don't want to be tracked all over the interwebs. Have some little guy following behind you going, "What do you do? What do you do? What's that? Write that down. Somebody write that down." You know, what's up with that? They can take that information, they can sell it to companies, and then people know what you're up to online. You know what I'm saying? That's not good from a privacy perspective. So there are a lot of sites that have agreed, like Twitter. Twitter is one we talked about last week, that have agreed not to track if you opt into that. Now, by default, they're going to track you, okay? But you can opt out of being tracked. And that way you can sneak around the interwebs without anybody knowing where you are. Yeah. Okay, anyway. So Microsoft, of all people, Microsoft, who usually is the leader in the lack of security, they are implementing do not track by default. You don't even have to opt into it. By default in Internet Explorer 10. Now, of course, this has ticked off some of their online folks that, you know that the Internet Explorer browser is going to be used by tens and thousands of people who are clueless and don't know they shouldn't be using Internet Explorer, you know, and should be using Chrome. Most of which, of course, Google, who puts out Chrome, they're pretty ticked off at Microsoft. They said that the change could threaten the still nascent privacy standard and prompt an industry revolt against the do not track movement. Do not track doesn't attempt to block cookies. Instead, it sends a message to every website you visit saying you prefer not to be tracked. That flag is currently optional for sites and web advertising firms to obey, but it's gaining momentum with Twitter embracing it last week, as we mentioned. The proposal also has the backing of the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. Just translating for you there, which has grown deeply skeptical of the online ad industry's willingness to play fairly with users and has threatened to call for online privacy legislation. Typical government thing, they always want to throw legislation at it. If nothing else, drown it under lots of paper in regulations. So basically, you have people who are trying to be proactive with the do not track standards. And Microsoft is embracing it and putting it in IE10. At least they announced that. Now, whether or not there's enough hoo-ha over it that they choose not to later, I don't know. But I'm just telling you about it. It's kind of my job to tell you these things so you'll know. And some of you even care. Some go, "What? Never mind." Anyway, kind of a short netcast this week, but what are you going to do? Know what I'm saying? No Geek Software of the Week. I mean, oh well. Just saying. Anyway, join us next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.